Hello and welcome to Southern Hospitality. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and I am joined today with my lovely co-host, Miss Dana Barrett.
Good morning.
And we are here to talk about some of the best places to stay and eat in Atlanta, Georgia.
Some of the best places to be treated hospitably.
So this morning with us, we have Cynthia and Kathy from the Holiday Inn Express in downtown Atlanta. Ladies, welcome to the show. We're so glad you could join us today.
Good morning. Thank you.
And as well, good morning.
Now, Cynthia, you have been with the Holiday Inn Express for how long now?
I've been there. Well, the property just opened in February on the 6th, and I've been with the property itself for about 2.5 years.
Okay. So there's been some renovations that have taken place.
So has it changed over? Is that what you mean by that? You were working there before it became what it is now.
Correct.
Is that right?
Okay. It was an independent hotel called Centennial Inn, and then we converted to become a Holiday Inn Express and franchised.
How many of the employees from the older, you know, the independent hotel are still there? Was that a good transition?
It was actually a great transition. I would say at least a handful, if not more. We didn't do like a re-interview or anything like that. We just kept everyone because everyone was so great. And honestly, they were hospitable. So we decided to keep everyone.
Yeah, that works.
And also with us today in the studio is Alan LeBlanc, who is a regular here on Southern Hospitality now. And it's always fun when our hotel guests invite their restaurant friends. Alan's with the Brewed to Serve restaurant group, and they're the owners of Max Lager's Wood-Fired Grill and Brewery and also White Oat Kitchen and Cocktails. Alan, good to see you again.
Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
Excellent. So White Oak is brand new.
Oh, it's coming along.
What's the latest status? Because we've been following the opening of the much awaited addition to downtown cuisine. What's been going on?
Well, right now it's complete decision review, final decision review. We always review what we reviewed. You know, it's been a 2-year process of developing the concept and coming up with the ideas behind the White Oak Way. And before we actually undertake it, we try to review all the decisions. But right now, the wood is going up on the walls, the tiles going down on the floors, the kitchen equipment is being all polished, and you know, the menus are being revised and tweaked, and all those little things that will go on and on and on and on. So we're really excited. Yesterday, for instance, some of the paint colors started going up on the ceilings. The light blue in our chapter and verse meeting rooms, the cream color in what we call our distillery room, making way for our walnut beams to go up. So all the materials are coming together, and it's a little, you know, you look at the schedule and say, is it going to happen? As you're probably well aware with the Holiday Inn Express, when you came time for, you know, well, the sign comes in, the rebranding goes on, all the Holiday Inn Express logo,
yes,
material gets put in rooms.
Absolutely. And I can't even tell you what that process is. It's so stressful, but it's absolutely worth it.
Right. You know, I said to everybody yesterday, it's like we need this stress because you can keep talking about the details forever, and then you just have to make that that cut. But you know, we've known Kathy for a long, long time, and you know, again, the hospitality community of Atlanta is like family. And one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, downtown offers a lot of different products, and it's not just the big 1,000-2,000 room convention hotels that exist downtown, and that Atlanta isn't just a convention city anymore. You have, you know, tourist attractions. You have transient business. And it's not just the society or association of whatever that is coming to their third annual convention in downtown Atlanta.
There's all different types.
There's all types. And Cynthia and Kathy are well-versed in terms of the type of guest that is coming now year-round. Summer is, imagine, a very busy time of year for them and has become busier for us as a restaurateur as well.
It's so funny because you really don't think of that. You think of wanting to get out of Atlanta in the summer because it's hot. But the truth is, it's not as bad, even in a way, as like New York.
Right.
And New York is disgusting in the summer. You know? I mean, I love New York. I would go there any time of year, really. But it is really hot and gross in the city in New York. And it's somehow it's not like that here. It's humid and it's hot, but it's not gross for some reason. I don't know why.
It's the trees.
Yes, I was going to say.
It's the nature.
It's the trees.
Maybe it feels more open. It's not as, yeah.
It's not as clustered.
Right. And there's not as many. Elizabeth was talking this morning about having to kind of crunch in on the sidewalk to deal with some construction and how we're not used to that here. We're used to kind of having our own personal space when we walk down the street, which you don't have in some of the northeastern cities. So that helps too, I think.
I think it's also kind of like that shorts mentality. I mean, Atlanta has a very
casual
type feel to it.
Seventh worst dressed in the country.
Seventh worst.
Yes, that was in the news this morning. Atlanta was voted seventh worst attired city by Travel and Leisure magazine.
And was Buffalo the worst? I'm just kidding.
You know, Anchorage was the way. Yeah, Buffalo's pretty bad. Anchorage, Alaska. But you got to forgive the Alaskans because it's freaking cold up there.
It is.
So, while we're picking on New York State, I mean, I just wanted to
throw that out there
from east to west.
Yeah, it's true. It's fair.
So a lot of like design work goes into these types of projects. Tell us a little bit more about what went into what took place before reopening the Holiday Inn and how you guys were all involved and how exciting that must have been to be able to open your doors to new guests.
You know, excuse me, it was a long process. We were anticipating this opening for at least 2 years. The construction started about March of last year, and we didn't open until February of this year. The building's about 100 years old.
Wow.
So it was always bringing in new surprises.
That's a nice way to say it.
Yes.
Wiring and elevators were an issue.
Yeah, so we had to change the weight in the elevators and everything like that, the panels. Honestly, we renovated the entire building because we had to.
Yeah.
We did, you know, finishing new walls and even ordering the signage, making sure that got on time. That was an issue because these are things that take a long time to actually make and create. I know Alan can relate too. Just ordering all those little things, making sure they actually arrive on your target date is a huge deal. And even with the construction workers, you know, you can have so many people, but it just, you feel like you can never have enough.
And how about the, how was it working with the city, like permitting and all that kind of stuff? Was that an okay process, or you can say whatever you want? It's internet radio. It's all good.
You know, it was a little bit tougher than we had anticipated. The permits weren't coming in for our signage on the sidewalk. They gave us a little bit of trouble on that. I know one day we were trying to put up one of our signs that honestly probably would have taken less than half an hour. And, of course, the cops were there every single day supervising and making sure we did have all those permits. But they did give us a tough time, and they had to shut down taking the sign up or putting it up. So we had to end up waiting about a week and push back our date.
It happens.
Yes, it happens.
I don't think I've ever heard of a construction project anywhere around here, probably anywhere where the permitting doesn't become an issue.
Okay, you're going to hear the first time.
You're having no problems. Smooth sailing.
You know, I am totally
with?
Impressed with the
with
the zoning and permitting department in Atlanta.
That's great.
I literally walked in there with my set of plans and said, you know, I'm doing this restaurant downtown. What do I need to do? And from intake to approval, because we had a loan closing that we needed to meet, and you know, I Keisha at intake and Quinn review, and then I ended up in the director's office, you know, saying, well, we'll get this taken care of, this taken care of, and I didn't say anything about the fact that, you know, I've already met with the mayor and Caesar Mitchell, you know, the president of the city council. I've known for 14 years, and
you didn't even have to name drop.
I didn't name drop. I just wanted to go in and experience it. And you know, a lot of people tell the stories. You need an expediter. You need to hire somebody to take it through. And that kind of system perpetuates the idea that it's so difficult,
right?
You know, in downtown to get permits. Mm-hmm. So I must say that they did a great job, and they've done a great job for us at White Oak Kitchen and Cocktails, and just from somebody walking in off the street with a set of plans. And
that's good.
And I like, you know. It seems like if you're nice and you
do, not always the way.
We just had to take charge and try to.
Yeah, if you're right, if you're pleasant and you ask nicely for what you need and you don't make a fuss, then things usually go much better.
I mean, sometimes you see plans coming in that are, you know, a foot in diameter.
Right.
You know, and I imagine they're not going to be able to review those in a day or two.
Yeah. Sure.
No, and I think what our issue was more that our building was so old. They wanted to make sure the historic part of Atlanta was maintained. So
right.
I have no
right.
complaints about that, and I completely understand.
Right.
But
it was, and there's safety stuff, too. I mean, a lot absolutely. Of it is about making sure that what's done is done right. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I've seen that before, too.
It is a charming old building, offering probably a unique guest experience. Tell us a little bit about what the guests can expect upon coming to the Holiday Inn Express Suites downtown Atlanta.
Well, in keeping with our theme today, of course, they can expect a most hospitable welcome. But the beauty of the Holiday Inn Express is that it is 130 rooms. And for it to be just a small hotel, there are many configuration of room types, from the two queens that a family may want to a king or queen that a husband and wife may want. There are suites there also. And because, like she said, it's a historic building, the configuration of the building, some are a little larger, some are a little smaller, so every room is a surprise, but they've all been renovated. They all have updated everything from microwave and refrigerator in every room, free breakfast, free wireless internet, and right in downtown. So it's really a fabulous place for families or conventioners. Also, of course, Atlanta is promoting the staycation. Stay in Georgia and enjoy what we have. Come and maybe from Savannah and come here, experience something different. We'll go down there and enjoy what you have. Then your money for your hospitality does stay in our state.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I didn't even really think about that. Did you guys stay in town for the holiday weekend? Were you working hard?
Unfortunately, we bucked the system and went somewhere.
Oh, no. Busted.
Yeah, we did.
That's funny. I stayed in town.
I stayed in Georgia.
I did, too. Did you do something special, though? Did you go to the beach or anything?
No, I went to Columbus, Georgia. The State Cup soccer tournament for clubs is always that weekend and always in Columbus, Georgia. So we spent the weekend on soccer fields Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful weather for it.
Yeah, it was.
A little hot.
It was very nice.
Yeah. I think Alan had a recent wonderful graduation in his family.
Oh, really? Do you share?
My second daughter just graduated from Vanderbilt.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
So we were up there for beautiful weather.
Nice.
I wouldn't want to be in a graduation, you know, with the rain.
No.
So we were very fortunate to have a...
My daughter graduated from high school 2 years ago in the pouring rain.
Oh,
it was
yuck.
It was ridiculous.
Wait a minute, you have a daughter that graduated from high school?
Thank you, Alan. You're the best. You're the best.
I was asking myself.
I am in shock.
Yes. My daughter is a sophomore in college, but yes, 2 years ago she graduated from North Springs in Dunwoody, and it was in pouring rain outside the football field. It was pretty funny. So, I mean, the kids made the best of it. The parents weren't too happy.
Right, exactly.
So, anyway, I'm glad that did not happen to you at Vanderbilt.
No.
So, Alan, tell us more about White Oak. You guys had a successful concept with Max Lager's Brewery and really looked to invent something completely unique this time around, different from that, and really a different concept to downtown cuisine. What can people expect once the paint has dried and the cuisine gets served up?
Well, I think first and foremost, they can expect the same type of approach to service that we have tried to instill in all our operations, which is a caring, connected service experience. It's very important for us to really tie into that kind of Southern hospitality, your family, and keep that in a more upscale environment. It doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. You don't have to be distant to give good service.
Right.
And so that's still a foundation of our operation. With regards to the cuisine, Ben Vaughn, our executive chef, and was involved with the Food and Wine Festival you know, there's always something going on. We talked about that last time. There's always something going on in Atlanta. Whether it's Midtown, whether it's downtown, wherever, there's something going on. The Food and Wine Festival, he was involved with the Fried Chicken Trail, part of the tent, and he did his caramel marinated fried chicken.
Oh my god! Goodness.
And I've had it before, of course, and it is delicious. The sweetness of the caramel marinade, which we make in house, with the savory of the salt and spices of the crusting, and then the caramelization of that, those sugars in the frying process, really make a wonderful. A wonderful dish, and you know there was a some nice blogging going on about it, and a nice mention of Veranda magazine about Ben's chicken being one of the favorites of the weekend. And I think the idea is not to be limited in the cuisine experience. We want it to be approachable, but we also want it to be a little bit more sophisticated. And finding that balance. It is going to be the challenge for us, and developing it over a time where it's not all at once. We definitely want the experience to be approachable, not a special occasion restaurant. The type of restaurant where you go three or four times a month, or you know. A couple of times a week for lunch.
Right, a favorite
like,
restaurant.
Right, like Max Lager's. You know, our business clientele goes all the time. Yes. It's not, oh, somebody's having a birthday party at the office, although we get that, you know, let's go someplace. It's like, well, you know, let's
like
go.
We're hungry, let's go get lunch.
Let's go to Max's.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, right. Yeah,
yeah exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that's the type of experience we want to develop and evolve at White Oak. And I guess... In allowing the space to create the experience. I mean, we have those contemporary windows going all around the space. It's 150 feet of windows, 20 feet high. That gives it a little contemporary light feel. And you know, we were talking about decisions. Mm-hmm. I just changed a decision last week. We were having the window mullions painted. And I asked the window painters just to leave the paper up on the windows to keep the light out because we were going to have a whole wall of barrels. And I wanted to see how that light impacted or lack of light impacted the space. And it looked great. I thought it was really nice. But then when they took the paper down, it was like, wow. You know, that...
Now it's awesome.
You know, right. It's really light. It's really great. I don't think we're going to do that, although the plans have called for it from the very beginning. And we'll put barrels there, but we just won't put them full height. So the culinary side can reflect some of the modernity of the space, but also some of the traditions of the South. So like from fried chicken. Ben is also experimenting with peanuts, you know, a peanut butter foie gras, with a brioche toast, with bacon jelly. I mean, so it's a play on peanut butter and jelly, but making it with goose liver versus the oils, another oil, and the only question is, do you put banana in it in honor of Elvis.
Right.
You know, which we've played around with.
Give people the option to order it Elvis style.
So you'll get from fried chicken, a ribeye steak. We'll be looking at beets and fresh vegetables and salads, etc. A fair number of appetizers, smaller starters. What we call number one, the menu will be 1, 2, 3, in that order. Allow people to taste different flavors, to explore.
Yeah.
Are we going to have grits, Alan?
Oh, yes, we'll have grits.
I just wanted to verify.
We'll have grits.
Is it lunchtime yet?
Yeah, this is making me so hungry.
So, Cynthia and Kathy, when guests are staying at the hotel, obviously, I think one of the first questions people always ask is, where's a good place to eat? And obviously, you're sending them over to Alan's establishment.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What else do you notice about your guests that they're looking to do? What are they here in town for? What types of people stay at the hotel?
You know, they honestly come for everything. There's from concerts or just conventions that they, you know, the citywides that we have here. And also just to sightsee. We do have a lot of incredible things to do, like the world's largest aquarium, the Georgia Aquarium, and CNN Center, which is, you know, you could take the studio tours, and also Centennial Olympic Park. It's a great historic landmark. And these are all things I know I've done and truly enjoyed. So I know that's one thing that they're definitely looking to do. And honestly, sometimes just even relax in the rooms and, you know, watch the TV, which we have an incredible HD 32 flat screen TV in our rooms with DirecTV.
Sweet.
Yeah, and they can stay in there.
Sound really nice. Yeah. And I kind of like that they're all different. That's sort of interesting thing that you can do with an older building.
Yes.
Just retain some of the character and make it a more right. unique.
But it's like the best of both worlds because it's also newly completely renovated.
Exactly.
So you get like all that clean, new, everything's like really fresh. And then you get the interesting architecture too. That's
yes.
great.
It's very modern, but it's still homey. I know our decorator, whenever he came in, he just made it more, you know, just have a credenza here and then flowers
and accent
just
pillows
different.
And mm-hmm. things. It's very, very nice.
It's more comfortable.
Exactly.
It's not like cutting edge design.
Very,
it's
right.
more like welcome and
it's warm
and warm and
it's not
and,
fussy.
Comfortable. And you know, they're doing a lot of things with concerts. These you were saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, the
yeah.
Tabernacle, and the Phillips Arena yeah. is really pushing, you know, concerts
like
throughout
name.
The year. The
so
wall
people
is coming.
Will travel to yeah. other cities.
Well, and also they absolutely. Lost hockey. Show. They lost hockey, so they've got to have something to fill those spaces at
yeah.
Phillips Arena. Mm-hmm. You know,
and they are bringing in some great programs.
When did they oh, just yeah. do that first? Was it the first time they did a paid concert at Centennial Park? Where there was like a ticketed event.
Oh, yes,
like a
the
week,
party in the
weeks,
park.
A couple of weeks ago or
yes,
something.
Yes, that was a great event, too.
Yeah.
I know it took place on a Saturday, and they had, you know, it was like a rock concert.
Yeah. And it was like some good bands, I think, if you're into that kind of thing. Yeah. I have to ask my daughter to tell me what's cool, but, you know, whatever. I mean, I think that was the first time, and I mean, I didn't hear any negative reports.
No.
I think it went well, so yeah. that's a good, maybe that'll be something that continues on, too.
And that's something that I miss, too, because we used to have, you know, Music Midtown used to be 3 days. Into a whole weekend, and then we used to have On the Bricks or the Big Rock, and those were just fun events to do, and I feel like we've kind of lost that, but now with coming with Centennial Olympic Park, having done that concert, I think that's a great stepping stone in order to just continue that.
And that's going to bring people in from the suburbs, hopefully, and
sure.
who might stay the night because
yes.
they don't want to drive back or, you know, be outside all day and then stop in one of the restaurants for dinner before,
yes.
you know, because it's here and they can and it's quality and they know that, you know.
Exactly.
Because they're listening to us and we're telling them
of
where to go, you know.
And everybody takes all of their hospitality advice from our show.
Of course. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to open my present here from White Oak.
Right here on the air?
Yes. Yeah,
wow,
that
that's
cool
exciting.
To do?
Yeah. Make sure you wrinkle that paper in the microphone so everyone
yeah.
can hear it.
Yeah. Your sound of paper.
That's right. So
right.
you know there's
like
really
we're
something
not really
happening.
Making
good,
it
good.
Up. It's actually.
Oh, wow.
Oh, very nice.
Yay.
Oh, that's
we're
cool.
All set.
That's very
we
cool.
Oh, the White Oak t-shirt.
Yeah, where's my
it's
camera?
It's official.
You're surprising me.
Don't
worry,
Dana.
Dana. We're gonna get another package.
Oh, that
I'm
looks
jealous.
Delicious.
Oh, do you make the caramel popcorn?
Alan,
is that
what
it?
Is this?
Oh, that looks like
so we start for we have
popcorn.
Yeah.
Some caramel popcorn.
Oh, it's really good. That's one of the.
You can come back anytime you want.
He likes to play with things, and that's good. You know,
a great chef like this? What's
how did we find?
Yeah, how do you go about finding somebody who can come up with
Elizabeth,
all this creative?
Will you hold up that T-shirt so I can take a picture? We're very formal here on the air at Southern Hospitality. We have to put this on our, you know, with the interview. Oh, there we go.
Well, I think, and well, actually, Chad, I think, made the popcorn. Chad Quay is our pastry chef, and he makes wonderful breads, phenomenal breads, and we'll be making.
This looks really good.
homemade ice cream.
Oh, wow.
The popcorn, just different things.
Whatever this is, it has like caramelized, I don't know, candied nuts or something in here. I don't know. It looks delicious.
And it has the caramel popcorn has a little roasted flavor to it. It's really, again, that sweet and savory.
That's like my favorite thing.
Combination, which is wonderful.
Yeah, it's really good.
But I think with Ben, I just put some advertisements out in different cities. And, I just think sometimes things are meant to be. And I interviewed a number of chefs here in Atlanta. I've been around for a long time. And, when Ben and I spoke over the telephone, it just clicked. It just, we spoke for about an hour, and he had a couple of restaurants in Memphis. Actually, he had three at one time. And, it's he on his own, running these restaurants, and they're successful. And one was called Grace, and then he had opened another one right behind it, Ofam Farm Table, which was a little bit more rustic. Mm-hmm. And he ended up closing them. And he very talented, very well respected in Memphis, and he said he just needed to get back in the kitchen. That's what he needed to do.
That's where his love was.
That's he needed to get close. He needed to get back with the food. He didn't say, "Well, I'm not sure. I think I might want to be a consultant.
right,
I have a lot of people calling me." And there was no confusion. There was no ambiguity. There was just, I just need to get back into the kitchen with the food. And that's what I love, and that's what I want to do. And we met. He drove down, and he saw. We've been in business for 14 years. It's Cindy and myself, and JR, my nephew. I like to think that we're, a good organization to work with. Mm-hmm. And he felt that, and one thing led to another. We liked him, his food, his approach. Wasn't real chefy.
So did he have to cook for you as part of the interview process?
Absolutely.
So if you ever do those again and you want anyone to help you, just let me know.
Let's go first.
Yeah, I'm just happy to help. I just want to be helpful.
I got your card here.
Okay, there you go.
We're still testing a few things.
All right, excellent. Elizabeth and I both were happy to come over, give you an opinion.
How about the wine list? You want to?
I can help with that.
You can help with that, too?
Yes.
I took wines at Cornell. I can help you.
Count Kathy and I in, too.
Please.
Yeah, right? I'll see you in an hour or so. No, not today. Sorry.
I don't remember taking wines.
You don't?
No.
No memory of it at all?
No.
But it probably happened.
You took it with Vance, did you not? Vance Christian, the larger...
what was the other guy's name?
I don't remember. But
I can't remember.
Vance,
I don't. I must have had too many... I didn't spit it out. Sorry. Could I not say that on the radio either? This is internet. It's all good.
So speaking of food, you guys do a breakfast over at the Holiday Inn Express. There's pictures of cinnamon rolls. Tell us about the breakfast. I love getting a breakfast buffet. I love when I stay in a hotel and I can just wake up and go out and there's like all kinds of delicious food sitting in the lobby.
Well, we do serve full hot breakfast every day at the Holiday Inn Express. And one of our signature items, like you mentioned, is the hot cinnamon roll. And the beauty of that, too, is they carry it through the hotel, is that the shampoo, the conditioner, the soap is all has a cinnamon scent to
it. So it's like a whole cinnamon
experience.
Exactly.
That's funny.
And they even have the to-go boxes that if you want to take one with you and all. It has eggs. It has meat. It has all the different cereals and the teas and coffees and things like that. And then they also have a signature item, which is a pancake maker, not the waffle maker. It's just a pancake maker. And basically, you walk up, you push the button, and the pancake rolls on the plate. It couldn't be any easier. And so those two items, the cinnamon roll and the pancake maker, are exclusive to Holiday Inn Express. And so if you come there, at least you start your day out really well. And then the rest of the day, you got to go eat with Alan.
Right. you feel like you saved money on your breakfast,
of
right?
Course,
so then you can spend
course.
It at lunch and dinner.
Exactly.
And, of course, the vital piece, coffee, which is very delicious
as
well.
Don't get me started. I already told this story before, so sorry to the listeners, but I stayed at Four Seasons in Philadelphia a month or so ago, and you couldn't, they didn't have coffee in the room, which I can't stay. I need coffee maker in the room. And it was like so fancy that no coffee maker in the room because they want you to buy the $12 room service coffee, which really irritated me.
And how much did you pay for Wi-Fi?
You know what? I didn't go on. I just used my phone because I was like, I can't do it.
That's the thing with Four Seasons. I mean,
it's so irritating.
You pay
you're already
for everything. And you're, when we travel, you know, we look for the breakfast. You know, you're with your family, et cetera.
Yeah.
And Holiday Inn Express has really just done a wonderful job in terms of their brand development. And, you know, we've known Holiday Inn forever as being hotelies.
Right.
I mean, it's gone through their different cycles and different branding and all that.
Yes,
but I really think that the Holiday Inn Express has created a real attractive set of amenities and price point and breakfast. And I love how, you know, Holiday Inn Express is and really the family-oriented brands are taking over historical buildings. Mm-hmm. And
what you're saying is so right, too. I mean, I am a pretty – I like nice things, and I'm pretty spoiled and whatever. But I would rather stay at a Holiday Inn Express and have coffee in my room and a full delicious cinnamon roll and a full breakfast downstairs and spend my money on a beautiful dinner, you know, at one of your restaurants or something than – spend all that money for a pot of coffee at the Four Seasons.
Exactly.
So irritating, you know? So
I even look for that myself, even when I go on vacations and I schedule something. I always make sure. I'm like, why would I want to pay for breakfast when I have an amazingly hot breakfast that is so delicious?
Right.
And you have so many choices, too.
That's the thing in this day and age. There are so many choices in general of restaurants and hotels and of all services that you can get. And so you want to distinguish your product and, you know, give people what they're looking for. And this people want convenience. They want that stuff available and you're tired in the morning, whether you're on business or with your family, you want to just get the breakfast where it's easy so you can enjoy the day sightseeing or doing your business or whatever it is you're doing. So I appreciate that. And I commend you guys for doing it. And I really want a cinnamon roll right now.
We'll have to bring you one.
Yeah. Yes, you will have to.
And they also have a great location. I mean, it's not like these hotels are in the outskirts anymore.
Right.
You know, they're really
– that's true.
Now locating in the urban core, close to walking to all the sites and attractions. It's not like you have to give up anything in terms of location.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's describe exactly where you guys are for people that aren't familiar with the map of downtown.
Sure. I actually stayed at the hotel myself before just because it was convenient. But we are only located about 2 blocks from Centennial Big Park, about 4 blocks from the Phillips Arena, 1 block from Tabernacle, and about, you know, with the convention center, the aquarium, the World Congress, World of Coca-Cola, all of those are no more than 5 blocks away, which is about a 5 to 10 minute walk.
So what's your actual address?
It's 111 Cone Street.
Oh, that was a test.
Yes.
I'm glad you knew it. Okay.
Yeah. So we're located right off Cone and Lucky. It's a great location, and we do, you know, have parking available for less than the most of the hotels in the area as well. And it has unlimited access. So even if you decide to do, like, the zoo or the Martin Luther King historical site, you can still get to those and not have to pay that extra cash to get back in.
And you're close to the Rialto.
Yes, Georgia State
Herons,
University.
And what's the theater? Not Herons anymore.
It is called Herons Theater, and it's the Rialto Theater. Yeah.
Or the theatrical outfit is also right beside there. Children's Museum's not too far away. I mean, we're located within walking distance to Atlanta's best attractions.
Yeah. Right. So, Alan, what about you? Where is White Oak going to be?
Let me see if I can remember that address. No.
Yeah, it's a test. Another test.
270 Peachtree Street. It's actually in the base of the what was built as the Georgia Power Building years ago. I was actually with somebody who had been working downtown over 40 years, and he says, yeah, there was a bank in that space, and Fulton Federal was there years ago. So it's right on the corner of Peachtree and Baker Street. Across from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Atlanta. It's actually about 75 yards from Max Loggers. So it's Right on Peachtree Street.
And how's parking for you guys?
Well, we have validated. We have valet parking at night,
okay.
And validated parking in the parking garage for the building for lunch.
So it's pretty easy.
Right. And really, as we discussed last time, there's lots of restaurants in downtown that people aren't familiar with.
Yeah.
And it can be a destination just to go out and have dinner or grab lunch. I mean, you have Ted's Montana Grill, real close to you where you are, and right up the street is Hard Rock and Alma and Meehan's, and you know, just there are a number of different restaurants that people aren't really familiar with what's downtown.
Was being in downtown and like automatic for you, or did you look elsewhere when you thought about this concept?
For White Oak, definitely downtown was important. We felt that there was, a contemporary Southern dining experience was lacking in downtown. We have Pity Pat's Porch, which addresses the old familiar style of Southern cooking.
Right.
But downtown was left behind in the movement for a more contemporary Southern dining experience. And we felt that could be complementary to Max Lagers and suit the needs of the guests that are visiting Atlanta.
So talking about guest needs, actually, last week we talked about what happens when guests get cranky. But
no one in here would ever get cranky.
Right.
Not you, Dana.
No.
The coffee very... not in my room?
Yeah.
I wanted to hear about the service philosophy over at the Holiday Inn and then also at White Oak. What is, obviously you guys are really clear on the guest experience that you're trying to create for people. What's the philosophy around how you interact with guests and create that unique experience for them?
Right. Well, I've only been with Holiday Inn Express for a little over a month now. It's been a great experience. And of course, the old philosophy of the guest is always right is a very good philosophy. And you can, even if there's an issue with anything that goes on at the hotel, it's always best the number one thing to do is listen. Listen and show your concern, because you actually are concerned. You want this guest to come back. You want this to be a pleasurable experience, whether it be business or vacation. And so I think that our philosophy at the Holiday Inn Express is to listen and do everything within our power to make it right, whether it's an upgrade of a room or talking to our manager or a future stay or whatever the situation is the number one thing is to try to do what you can do so when they walk out of the door, they will consider it a great stay.
And actually, IHG in general, I know with Holiday Inn and the Holiday Inn Express, they do have a stay real concept, which they do train every single employee, which basically means, you know, just be you, be great, and make sure the guests also know that as well and feel just as comfortable knowing that you're just being yourself.
you're not like putting on
some sort of cheesy smile or anything, you know, because you can decipher whether it's real or not.
Yeah.
It's actually more annoying when someone is fake.
Oh my God.
To you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I think I already told this story to you, but I the other day, maybe not on this show, on another show, but I was saying, you know, I was at the grocery store and, the checkout girl said, hi, how are you today? And I said, you know, great, thanks. And how are you? And fine, whatever. She started putting my stuff on the, she finished up with the other guests and started putting my stuff on the conveyor belt or whatever, ringing it up. And then she looked up and said, hi, how are you? Exactly the same way. Yeah. And then she looked at me and she said, oh, sorry. I've been saying that all day. And I was like, yeah, I kind of got that. Yeah. But no worries. But yeah, it was completely fake. So
the idea of being real, being like, you're not just reading a script, you're really there.
Exactly.
Being genuine.
Enjoying your job and then making sure that the guests know that. You know, they're in for a great experience in general, and they do a great job. They honestly, they come out, they give us all the materials in order to know, like, hey, you know, just be comfortable with who you are. And we even have the logo, Stay You, on all of our brochures and everything like that. Just, you know, so when you come into town, you know, you could just be yourself, just be relaxed. That's the point of, you know, coming in and saying, even if you're on business and, you know, you have to be here, you can still stay and be comfortable.
So this is my question for all of you. So when you're hiring staff, I mean, are you looking for a particular kind of person?
Absolutely. I think that's with any company, honestly.
But where you're customer facing like that, I mean, you know.
Oh yeah.
And even some of the jobs that are not officially customer facing, but they still are.
Exactly.
You know, housekeeping and whatever, even though they don't officially stand in front of the customer all day long, they do interact.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You know, you have to think about how, you know, from employee to employee, you know, Kathy and I get along great, and we're the only two people in our office, you know, but we still have to get along with all the other, you know, 25 members of our staff as well. And that's important, because if there's any tension,
right,
you know, that's obvious.
Right. And I also think that the philosophy of treat somebody the way you want to be treated works every time, because you don't want anyone to cause you stress or issues or problems. And if you can turn around and show that to somebody every time, you're going to get a smile, you're going to get, I'm going to work with you if you work with me attitude.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think it's really important to hire people who care, mm-hmm. you know, and have the ability to be authentic. You can train people tasks. You know, that's the simple things. The things you can't train people on are smile. Well, actually, I have had some success with training people to smile, and I've had people come back and say, you know, I really appreciate you telling me that I should smile more. I mean, you can if they're willing, and I think that's really the willingness to listen, as Kathy
right.
said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who have a certain amount of awareness can be attentive, and we base our whole service system on servant leadership, that there's a difference between servitude and service. And we want everybody to be professional in their approach and honor the service. My job and Cindy's job is to serve everybody else in our organization. And so we kind of have it upside down in our mentality. And I do all the orientation for every employee has to go through an orientation, you know, with me, so that they can understand the philosophy behind the service, not the task description of the service, but the philosophy behind why we're in the service industry. Mm-hmm. And that's really important to have that as a foundation to set the core values of a company. Like,
yes.
I love that Stay You, or mm-hmm. Ladies and Gentlemen Serving Ladies and Gentlemen of Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, right. I love that.
You know, mm-hmm. just distill it down to a simple message. Try to hire the right people
genuine.
Understand it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I think, honestly, it's reflected. I've been to Max Lager's a few times, and you could definitely see that, you know, that Southern hospitality is mm-hmm. is there. Everyone's always been so friendly, so great. I never have had a negative experience.
And they always
not
ask,
only the
have
food
you been
is
before,
delicious.
You know, what brings you back, you know, things like that. And
exactly.
you people love that, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, I think calling it the service business is a really good point. I mean, it is, and I think we all know that, but I think you forget, and you think it's the hotel business, it's the restaurant business, mm-hmm. it's the food business, but it's the service business. It's really all about the customers. If they don't come and they're not happy, you don't have a business.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
If your goal isn't to bring them back, and that's actually some of the questions I ask is, you know, what is your job as a server? And you know, sometimes people, it takes a long time for them to figure out what it is. But ultimately, it's to bring the guest back. You have satisfied their needs and wants. You're not just delivering food and taking orders.
Yeah. And you can tell when you get somebody that's all they're doing. Like, I will often look at whoever I'm eating lunch or dinner with and say, oh, I don't really like him, or I don't really like her. Like, they're not smiling. They're not laughing at my stupid jokes. Like, you know.
I know that they're looking at you like, are you really that stupid?
Right.
That's not the point of your...
Right.
You know, you're
I mean, you
to.
Might think my jokes are stupid, but laugh anyway.
Yeah.
Come on. You know?
I try to tell my son that about his teachers, too. Come on, just laugh at their jokes, honey.
That's all you got to do. Then they love you.
That's
all you got to do. Just laugh at my stupid jokes and I'm happy. You know? Bring me some good food and we're good.
Now, the guest experience always gets more complicated the more people that are involved. And you guys do big groups as well. You'll do wedding parties, meetings, that kind of stuff. How much of that type of business makes up who stays at the hotel?
Well, I would think weekend business mostly is, like you said, family reunions, weddings, ball teams, different things like that. And usually during the week, not all the time, is your corporate customer, your conventioneer. And so that's what we're seeing right now, is a surge toward the fun on the weekends and then the serious during the week, basically. But of course, again, we love everyone and we want them to all come. And we don't care if you want to have fun during the week. Come on.
Fun anytime around.
That's right.
Now, Alan, at White Oak, will there be a meet, like a big room where people can have a private dining room in addition to the regular tables?
Actually, Elizabeth, we have a number of different rooms that will be available. We have a couple. And they're named. At this stage, we've put names to them. Mm-hmm. We have our primary a la carte dining room, which is the lookout room, which maintains the full ceiling height. It's a rather large space, and so we wanted to maintain the openness yet create intimate spaces. So that has about 80 seats in it, and that's really not meant for functions, but it can be used for functions. Then we have two rooms called the chapter and verse, and that can seat up to 100 combined, and it can be split into two, and also has a separated off, has doors so that's separated off from the rest of the dining room. That's a lowered ceiling, has a beautiful pale blue wood, like the old style southern homes. Mm-hmm. Spent a lot of time making the wood look like it's not perfect. Okay. The question the other day was, the painter was painting the ceiling and he said, well, I'm going to putty all the nails first. I said, no. Actually, those nail holes are supposed to be where they are. And that's going to be a beautiful room for, rehearsal dinners, receptions, mm-hmm. et cetera. And then we have another room called the distillery room, which has a higher ceiling with those, with the beams. And we'll have toasted wood paneling we discussed before, which is actually wood taken and burned to reflect the toasting of wine barrels and whiskey barrels. I'll say it's a little bit more, I don't want to say masculine, but it may have a little bit more masculine overtone with the walnut beams and the toasted wood, whereas chapter and verse has a little bit more lightness with the oak paneling as well, board and batten, very old school southern. And that'll have white tablecloths in it. You know, we want to have the opportunity to offer different experiences, because downtown Atlanta offers a lot of different types of guests.
Right.
Our business clientele may want to have a business meeting, and chapter and verse would be perfect with a white tablecloth, a little bit more quiet, business casual. Whereas somebody may come in with shorts and a polo shirt and they can go into the lookout room, or that type of experience can be slightly different. The food will be the same, but it offers a different ambiance and environment to meet the needs of the guest.
Will y'all also have catering just like you do with Max Lagers there?
Yes, we do. Okay. We'll have catering offsite. Okay. And, we do a lot of corporate events. And we've already done several tours at White Oak Kitchen and Cocktails. Mm. And actually, it's gone from White – it makes it simple. We go from White Oak Kitchen and Cocktails, and the same group walks down and can tour Max Lagers.
Sure.
And, what one guest is looking for can be met by either one or both.
When is White Oak scheduled to open?
Let's just say the first weekend in July.
Okay. So we're still going to be a little vague.
Yeah, that
that's all right.
I think it's good to
we have an event.
We're close, though.
We have an event on the 21st of June.
Yes. Okay.
Which is kind of a marketing event. We have a convention connect with the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Nice.
So we will pretty much be finished there, but then we'll kind of recap, polish a little bit more, finish up a few things, and then open for full service at the beginning of July. We have a busy summer. You know that.
Oh,
we go
yes.
right into the Marts, and then we have the big convention at the end of July, yes. and then we have a couple of football games starting in
Most
August.
Yes.
And
Dragon Con.
Coming in. That'll be the interesting thing
yes,
to see how White Oak Kitchen and Cocktails reconciles with Dragon Con.
I think you'll want to get the camera out and take some pictures.
Oh, we love Dragon Con. I mean, if people want to come and spend a weekend in Atlanta, I would recommend coming.
Right. Even if I don't care what they dress up like.
No.
Yeah, if you don't,
that's the best part.
Right. If you don't even buy a ticket to participate in Dragon Con,
just be in the city.
That parade is the best parade of the year.
Right. And they're
it's Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah, yes. If you want to see the 50 stormtroopers, Chewbacca, Monica.
It's great.
Xena, Princess Warrior.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You name it, it's there.
They are just wonderful people.
And I have to also just say, I have to do this because I can't help myself. It's also the weekend of the Decatur Book Festival, so you can do both all in one weekend. And you can hop on MARTA right from – you can stay
That's
downtown
correct.
At the Holiday Inn Express, do Dragon Con, and then hop on MARTA to Decatur and do the Decatur Book Festival, too, without even having a
and
car.
And then come back for dinner.
That's right.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And there's also the SEC games that kick off the SEC football here in
it's
Atlanta.
It's a great
that
weekend
also.
To come here, yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Huge that weekend.
So you don't go to the beach on Labor Day weekend.
No.
Come to Atlanta.
No. We're very, very
in
tune with the Dragon Con weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. There you go. Make your reservations and... book everything real soon because there's a lot going on this summer. So I want to thank our guests once again, Cynthia and Kathy from the Holiday Inn Express. You guys, where can people go if they want to book a room, make a reservation, or find out more about the hotel?
Well, thank you for having us. We've really enjoyed our time here, but they can find us on hiexpress.com/HIE Atlanta. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm messing this up so bad.
We should just go on the Holiday Inn website, just www.holidayinn.com, and then put in Atlanta, and we're the most center Holiday Inn Express.
Okay.
There we go.
That works.
Perfect.
That works.
It's the 111 Cone Street address. Look for that, Atlanta
yes,
downtown.
Ma'am.
And, Alan, you've got a website up for White Oak.
WhiteOakKitchen.com. And we are posting photographs of the progress mm-hmm. and, you know, the construction. And
some hard hats.
And some links, like, to the blogs and things that are out there.
Yeah.
So you can keep an eye on the progress through www.WhiteOakKitchen.com.
Yay. Excellent. And meanwhile, stop by Max Lager's
absolutely
for a beer.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Great food as well.
I'll be doing that very soon.
So we will see you all out and about taking part of all of Atlanta's great Southern hospitality. Thanks for tuning in. For my lovely co-host, Dana Barrett, this is Elizabeth Gordon, and you're listening to BusinessRadioX.com. We'll talk to you soon.